From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project with Allison Stewart and Luke Burbank. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, Elizabeth Taylor wedding updates, more on that in a moment. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Friday, October 5th, 2007.
I am not gay. I never have been gay.
And I will still be a senator, dang it.
Yeah, Larry Craig of Idaho, he of the bathroom travails in Minnesota at the airport, has said that even though a judge will not vacate his guilty plea, he is in fact going to stay in the Senate serving the citizens of Idaho until his term runs out. He says he's not going to run for re-election, though.
You know someone who couldn't believe it? Elizabeth Taylor.
Larry!
No!
Now I'm going to howl.
That is actual audio
Yes. From
Elizabeth Taylor. No, they didn't ask her about Larry Craig. They actually asked her about a rumor that she is getting married again for the ninth time. And she said, no!
That was a piece of tape that Ilya Meritz, one of our producers, sent around that probably got played over 40 times in the Bryant Park bullpen before the show started.
No doubt. What else is on the show?
We're going to talk to a guy, Kenny Bell, who I have been personally fascinated with the last couple weeks. He is a motion caption actor, a mocap actor. He plays the football players in this John Madden NFL game that's very popular. Here's the thing, though. He wants to get in the real NFL, and we're going to talk to him about the chances of that happening.
We're also going to talk to a documentary maker. He has created this film called My Kid Could Paint That. It's about this four-year-old girl who took the art world by storm and started selling her art for big, big money. The documentary looks at what happens when the media invades and started casting doubt on the little girl. We'll talk to the documentary maker in just a little bit.
We'll also talk about Jenna Bush's new book. We'll talk to somebody who it's actually aimed at, find out if young Americans like this book, Anna's Story. Also get the top stories from our newscaster, Rachel Martin, in just a moment. First, though, here is the BPP's big story.